I'd like now to welcome Carlos Vasquez. He is Director of History and Literary Arts at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Oh, nice to be here.
So there is the 7th Annual Latino Writers Conference going on. It's from May 21st through 23rd of this year in Albuquerque. What happens at a writers conference like this?
Well, ours is rather unique in a number of ways. And first of all, it's the first national conference that addresses Latino issues and does not limit it to Latinos attending by any means, but it does address Latino issues and Latino writers. And we can't teach you how to write in 2.5 days, but we bring together an array of writers, successfully published writers, poets, screenwriters, playwriters, as well as agents and publishers and editors. And in those 3 days, through workshops and panels, we present to the very limited audience of only 50 people all of the ins and outs of what currently is happening in the publishing and in the writing business and world. And a lot of it does have to do with business, and many times writers forget that and sell themselves short or sell their work short, or don't even know how to move their work. And that's primarily what we're about, is connecting people and allowing them to listen to the realistic day-to-day world of publishing in the year 2009.
So how do you see the development of Latino writing and literature in the last 15 or 20 years? It's really changed a great deal.
It's a virtual explosion in every direction, in terms of themes, in terms of the language that people are writing, in terms of the genres that Latinos are moving into. There's a virtual explosion, whether it's in screenwriting, playwriting, novels, short fiction, poetry, all of it. And but what is not exploding in equal degrees are the opportunities to get published. As the publishing world contracts, like much of other businesses have contracted, opportunities sometimes are lessened. But I think in time, publishers are going to realize what a lucrative market this is and going to be, and they will begin to change, I think, their approach to things. For example, it's very hard to get anything published in Spanish in this country, and yet there are hundreds of excellent writers that do write primarily in Spanish.
Well, that's an interesting question. How much crossover is there between American Latino writing and the literature of Latin America?
A lot. For our purposes, our themes, both what we present in our writers' conference and the prizes, because we give a literary prize every 2 years, and then another one on an annual basis, two different prizes. We're interested in Latinos writing about their experience in this country, not necessarily the experience of Latin America. But it stands to reason that the globalization that is taking place and the urbanization that is taking place in much of Latin America mirrors much of what happens in this country. So, in effect, there is quite a bit of crossover. And as you know, there's a growing market for whether it's television, radio, or print media in the Latino community.
There are obviously the issues of the business of writing, and there will be workshops on poetry and screenwriting and memoir and the web and publishing and all sorts of things. What about the issues themselves, like the political and social issues that Latinos are engaged in the United States and in their writing? Are you working with some of those too at the conference?
They come up. They come up from the participants themselves. We don't try to lead them either in the direction of doing more books on the killing of young women in Juan Juarez area or in some kind of issue about economics or political sovereignty, but rather they bring up their own issues. And in a way, we follow it. The ways of literature, I don't think, are made by any one institution, and we surely don't plan to. But every year, both ourselves and our teachers, our faculty, our presenters, are amazed by the level and the quality and the complexity of issues that people are raising. People have many of the same issues, alienation, loneliness, a failure in their personal life, in their social life. And so those issues, they come up out of the literature itself. It emerges from the literature.
This is the seventh year that you will be doing the National Latino Writers Conference in Albuquerque. Do you have people who were there in the early years coming back and telling you about how that conference affected them and their work and their life trajectory?
In fact, two of our faculty members came to the conference years ago as neophytes and beginning to publish their first works and have moved on, and they are now in the position to be able to share their experience with others. That's one thing that I think has kept our conference so alive and so well attended, and that is that a lot of people have had the opportunity to meet editors, publishers, and to learn how to get their work published. And we've got a lot of success stories. And what's fun is to watch them develop and, as I say, come back years later and be faculty themselves.
So in addition to everything else, you're having a performance by the comedian Michael Quesada and the Diego Arencon Latin Jazz Quintet.
Right. We usually have what we call a public program one night of the conference so that people, because we get people from all over the country, Canada and Mexico, that come to the conference. And we keep them so busy from 8 in the morning to late at night that we want to have at least one evening where they come in contact with local communities. So this year we're having a presentation by a comedian and also by a jazz quintet, and it's open to the public. Of course, all the people that are at the conference will attend it, and you get to smell the grease and meet the crowd again.
People are coming from all over the country?
Yeah, they come from all over, right. But we get a really interesting array of people. A lot of people from the East Coast, from both coasts, actually, and just pretty much all over.
It must be such a great, besides the workshops and events themselves, it must just be such a great opportunity for writers whose work is by necessity often done in isolation, in front of their computer or whatever, to actually meet each other and meet people who are of similar, working with similar concerns.
This is precisely why we limit the attendance to 50 people, because we bring in almost 20 presenters. And we have a 22-acre campus with libraries and patios and places where they can sit and talk. And the intimacy provides and allows a great deal of exchange. And sometimes that's all people need, is encouragement from others that are facing the same kind of dilemmas. Because writing can be a very lonely endeavor. But getting published requires other folks to help you. And share their experiences with you.
So is it still possible for people to register for the conference?
Yeah, we still have, between 3 and 5 spots open. Today was the last day to register. We're going to extend it a few more days. There's still some spots open. But we're pretty adamant about not letting it get too big. That's the other unique part of our conference. Usually conferences have over 100 people, and they can work, and they do work. But the intimacy and the extended number of hours that people have access to writers and authors and publishers and editors and agents, especially agents, the time gets cut down. But in addition to the 3 days, then on Saturday morning before the conference ends, we have structured interviews. Everybody has at least 10 minutes. If they haven't had 10 minutes or a half hour with an agent, they get it then, or a writer or a publisher or an editor. So people get the full range of contact that they come for.
If people would like to register, they can contact Katie Trujillo by calling 505-724-4747. Carlos Vasquez is Director of History and Literary Arts at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
And the National Hispanic Cultural Center's National Latino Writers Conference is once again May 21st through 23rd. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned to KSFR.